Jake Shepherd, a very good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard, and it's great to be speaking to you after a long Pesach, actually.
Yeah, it does feel like a very long Pesach, Jake. If I could just ask you to speak as loudly as possible for some reason.
I'm not sure if this line is a great line at the moment.
All right, so we can hear you. It is a clear line. It's just not a very loud line.
Okay, great.
All right, so which means I'm probably not going to interrupt you as much as I normally like to or tend to, because then I'll rather just let you speak. But give us your sense of your definition of when you talk about hungry, humble, and smart. Let's focus on the humble. Give us your sense of this.
All right. So I think the first thing I'd like to say is I think currently in today's age, humility is out of fashion. And I'd like to suggest that it went out of fashion when religious lifestyles and their focus on ideals and the service of others fell out of fashion. And I think that's it's a little bit like throwing the baby out of the bathwater. And if you really want to try and understand humility, I think it's actually quite useful to try and understand what the opposite of humility is. And I suppose you could think that maybe one opposite could be arrogance, which is an inflated sense of yourself or your abilities. And then this would mean in turn that humility is then a deprecated sense or an underestimation of one's abilities. And I think this actually is a terrible misunderstanding of the nature of humility. Another opposite could be, and it's actually been put forward by a number of people, a number of religions actually, that the opposite of humility is pride, whereas pride is defined as like a feeling or a pleasure that of satisfaction you derive from your own achievement or the achievements of others. And I think there is quite a lot to that. I think pride is actually quite multifaceted, and in some aspects, pride is very good. For example, if you're proud of your children's achievements and how they've overcome obstacles, or you might have been really proud of the Ndlovu youth choir and how well they did. And I don't think those are negative aspects of pride at all. And I think really maybe the facets of pride that are problematic are where it's really been used as a way of propping one's self-worth up. And it then often in the context of comparing yourself to others, and how you're better than others. But I don't even think that that's a great way of trying to understand humility, because it seems to mean that humility should be that we shouldn't really acknowledge our achievements, and we should somehow turn off an innate part of our nature, which is like comparing ourselves to others. And I think that's like quite deeply buried in our psyche. It's almost impossible to do. So really, I think to try and actually understand it, let's try and head straight on and try and see what other people have written or just quoted about pride. My favorite one is actually a C.S. Lewis quote, which I think was actually not a C.S. Lewis quote at all when I investigated further. It's actually Rick Warren's quote from his book, The Purpose-Driven Life. And he said that humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less.
Oh, I love that.
Wow.
Yeah. I love that.
And that's a really insightful
into
the true nature of humility. And the focus is really the focus on others. And it's backed up. If I look at Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, when he talks about humility, backs this up. And he says humility means honoring others and regarding them as important, no less important than you are. It does not mean holding yourself low. It means holding other people high. And I love that sense of holding other people high. That's getting to more of what I think humility is about. But I think it's actually, so far, it's really just looking at humility as being our relationship to others. And Jonathan Sacks, in another article, even goes deeper. And I think in it's far more profound. And he says, humility is not self-abasement. It's not self-anything. It is the ability to stand in silent awe in the presence of otherness, the thou of God, the otherness of other people, the majesty of creation, the beauty of the world, the power of great ideas, the call of great ideals. Humility is the silence of the self in the presence of that which is greater than the self. And I think that is really profound.
That is incredibly profound.
When I read that, it just actually put humility on the map for me. That really explained it.
Please can because I ask you to read that again?
Okay, so he says, humility is not self-abasement, it's not self-anything. It is the ability to stand in silent awe in the presence of otherness, the thou of God, the otherness of other people, the majesty of creation, the beauty of the world, the power of great ideas, the call of great ideals. Humility is the silence of the self in the presence of that which is greater than the self. And I think that that
love
actually,
that.
For me, encapsulates what humility really is. It's standing in awe of that that is greater than self. And in that sense, I'd like maybe like to suggest a different opposite of humility rather than arrogance or pride. And I'm going to suggest that the opposite of humility is actually narcissism. And that's selfishness and a sense of entitlement with little or no regard to the other.
And to the greatness of other. And the
greatness of other.
Holding others, as you said, in high regard. Absolutely incredible.
Sure. And I think, like, if you look at today's society, one of the expressions of this narcissistic tendency is, well, how do we go about making decisions? And you often hear about millennials that try to make moral decisions by asking themselves the question, how do I feel about that? So instead of really, appealing to an objective sense of morality or an ethical code, they face with a tough decision. They say, well, how does that make me feel? Well, I feel okay with that? The answer's inside of me. I'm right. And I think that's like really getting to the opposite of humility. And it seems to want to say that narcissism seems to want to say that we've got everything figured out and we're never wrong. And as a society, you know, we tend to, live for ourselves, you know, the selfie generation revolves around us and our identity and nothing will ever get in the way of being myself and being me and,
right.
And it's really, we try and live out a bit of a charade of ourselves in society. And the selfie generation is a little bit of a selfish generation.
Absolutely. It's 8:22. I'm Howard Philbin. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. Joining me on the line is Jake Shepherd. He's a founder and a director at Synthesis. We're talking about the understanding of humility. What is it and how do we apply it? So Jake, just before the break, I posed the question around the practical application of the concept of humbleness or humility. We're updating a CV. We are going for an interview. We're on LinkedIn. How does this concept that a different way of looking at humility play itself out?
I actually agree with the advice that you got last week that one shouldn't be humble and one should brag when updating your CV. And I want to just go into that a little bit deeper because I want to actually try and understand what is the nature of a CV. So really, I would say that the nature of a CV is an advertisement of what I can do for you. And I think maybe to try and strengthen that, a really great friend of mine who recently made Aliyah, he said to me the strangest thing happened to him when he was in Israel is that he suddenly realized that he needed a new CV for every single job application. So it wasn't about portraying who he was. It was about understanding the position there was an offer and then tailoring who he was to what he could do for that position. And I think that's a very true understanding, and it actually gets to the heart of what a CV really is. A CV is really about the focus on the other, what I can do for you. And I think if you look at it in that sense, it's not about bragging. It's about a focus on other, and it's about a focus on what I can do for you. So really, I would say in that sense, humility doesn't really come into it. It's because you're already in the realm of humble. You're trying to work out what you can do for other people.
And in fact, it goes back to exactly what you were saying. It's not an inward approach. It's an outward approach. It's looking at the other and saying, well, this is how I can assist you. It's not saying, this is just how wonderful I am.
Yeah, and I think if you actually didn't extend it a bit further and you're looking at like modern platforms like LinkedIn and Facebook, and I think to the extent that they are, let's say, an extension of that CV concept, an advertisement of what I can do for you, and that to the extent that they're other focused, I think that's using them like in a really positive way. I think the opposite is where you use them as a platform for self and you know, aggrandization, where you're trying to like, it's about performing and flaunting who you are. You're saying, look at me, what have I got? I'm better than you. As soon as it's been used in that sort of a narcissistic fashion, that's when it gets, you know, a little bit toxic. Mm. But I think if you're using it in the sense of, this is what I can do for you, in the sense of a truer sense of what a CV is, I think it's actually fine.
I love that because it also shows just how multifaceted people are. So I actually do this as well. Like, I have jobs where, for example, I won't mention that I have a BCom, and, you know, I'll bring out my funny side, you know, and my creative side because that's what they're looking for. Exactly. And I'll have, you know, jobs where, you know, I will, you know, bring in the rigid CV and, you know, all the certificates that I've got and everything, where I won't bring out that funny side because it's not relevant to what I'm going to be doing.
So therefore it's not all about you. It's actually about them. It's about what you can offer.
Yeah.
A very interesting way of putting it, I must say.
And I think we should actually give humility another chance and really bring it back into fashion. I really do. I think it's got so much.
But rebrand it, Jake. Rebrand it.
No, I think it's branded fine. I think it's re-understand it and maybe get a better understanding of what it really is.
Mm.
And I think if we realize that humility leads us to lives that are gracious, you know, where you are, it's really a character-driven life.
But I mean, when you say it's branded fine, I'm not sure I agree with that because to me, so often, and I largely blame religion, and I think it's almost every religion, is we often, humility is often portrayed as self-effacing. And that's exactly what we're saying it isn't. It shouldn't be self-effacing
at
all.
Yes, and that's why I didn't like the opposite of arrogance or pride, because I felt that it almost tells you that if you want to be the opposite of arrogant or the opposite of prideful, you have to like discount who you are and knock it. And I think humility in its true sense is not about knocking who you are. It's actually just really not worrying about who you are or not focusing on who you are and focusing really on the other. And that doesn't in any way make you like mealy-mouthed and like, you know, swarmy and false modesty, all the rest. It's not about that at all.
Yeah, very, very interesting. In fact, I always think about Jews are often referred to as a stiff-necked people, and that could be unyielding, it could be perceived as immodest, it could be negative, but at the same time, it's actually very positive because a stiff-necked people means there's a certain pride and an element that says, well, you know, we can't unfortunately or fortunately or anything compromise our ideals because those are ours. It doesn't mean total compromise to the point of submission.
And I think that's certainly part of like, you know, trying to find the meaning and purpose in one's life and attach yourself to a mission and put that mission ahead of yourself. That's certainly part of being humble.
Absolutely.
Very much part of it.
Absolutely. I really, really love this conversation. We do unfortunately need to leave it there. We're going to go to news headlines, take some music. We're going to come back and chat to Reverend Kenneth Meshwe. But Jake Shepherd, thank you as always. Really so much insight into human nature and so much relevant information. It is 8:30, a very good morning.